Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to Bois, King of the Hill podcast. I am Mike.
And the rumor is I am rusty.
The rumor is correct. Rumor. It is Friday. It's a That Ain't Right Friday.
It ain't right, Mike. And it is Friday.
And this was Mason's idea.
Yeah, Mason.
Great topic. He said, would you want to live in Ireland?
Yeah, like why would you want to live in Ireland, or why would you not want to live in Ireland? Yeah. So I guess we'll just hash that out and run through it. But
What's your answer to this?
My answer.
Oh wait, let's say one thing first. Mason will be on this episode.
Yes, he will.
So anybody who's sending me angry emails about Mason not being involved,
I've gotten a couple. I guess you could call them angry. I guess they were like, "Well, Mason was
very
there, and now he's not. Did you fire? Mason
no.
get fired?
No, not
that,
at all.
That was one of the questions. Was did Mason get fired? Did Mason quit? Where's Mason? What happened
Mason
to Mason?
So, does a great job producing us, and sometimes he just doesn't want to be on.
He just don't want to be on mic, and that's
whichever.
Good. He's got a lot, you know, he is a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on.
So
sometimes while we're recording, he just doesn't have the bandwidth to be able to speak because he's doing all kinds of other stuff and everything. So
he is doing a lot of stuff.
Mason, say hi to everybody. They've missed you.
I don't really feel like that. I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody.
Hello there, Mason.
There we go.
Yeah. I guess we'll start with you. Would you want to live in Ireland and why or why not?
There's a few things that make me say yes, and there's a few things that I'd be hesitant about. Not a big fan of the school system.
No, it's bad.
And generally, when you move to an area with kids, one of the first things that you look at is community, community-based things, school, church, neighborhood, that kind of stuff. So, you know, as far as community aspect of the neighborhood or the city of Ireland, it seems like a really close-knit town.
It does.
You got a flat tire on the side of the road. Hank passes by. You know, even Bill or Boomhauer passed by. I feel like they're the kind of guy that just, I'm talking about dang old flat tire.
Well, I think that's a Texan thing, I think. You know, we hold doors, we change tires, we watch out for the others.
So it does remind me of...
We're not shooting each other.
At high noon and stuff in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
But it, it is like a homey.
Your horse need to shoe change?
Yeah. Does your horse? Yeah. Can I warm my hands up by your fire for a minute? I got a funny story. There was we were chilling in Golson as a teenager, and we're at a friend of mine's house, and we're teenagers. We're all in the front yard, just smoking weed, listening to music, whatever. Well, this guy trots up on a horse. You're talking about 3 a.m. Trots up on a horse, and we have a little fire going, and he just comes up into the yard and just looks
at
us all.
Did you find out where he came from?
Well, we don't know.
The Old West?
Don't know where he came from. The Old West, I guess. That's what it felt like. It felt like a Wishbone TV. It felt like an episode of Wishbone.
Dumbass dog.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, an episode of Wishbone. Like, we're just being transported back in time.
That's
but
crazy.
This guy trots up on the horse.
What
and he
a
looks
crazy
at
reference. Wishbone.
Wishbone.
My gosh.
What was it? They all had the episodes.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. It just caught me by surprise. I've never had a Wishbone reference.
That was a good
great.
Reference. Yeah. But he just looks at us, and he didn't say anything. Well, he talked to us afterwards, but the first thing he said to us to greet us was, "Do you mind if I warm my?" It sounded almost like John
Do
Wayne.
"Do you mind if I
warm my
hands
up by
the
fire?" And it was kind of funny. But that's
crazy.
You know, so small town community. Arlen would be an okay place to live. I think. I don't think it would be a negative place to live. I don't like all the catty, gossipy,
right.
like aspects of
well,
small
Peggy.
Towns.
You don't like Peggy. That's
well,
pretty much it.
I don't like the three women at the coffee shop that are just listening
true.
To all
that's
the old
true.
Men talk.
There is a
and
lot
they're
of
just,
that.
There's a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, back and forth gossip. The telephone game where, you know, so-and-so had a baby with so-and-so and it comes around that, you know, so-and-so's pregnant with four kids by two men.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a rough one.
All kinds of crazy stuff like that. Other than that, no, I think Arlen would be a phenomenal place to raise your family.
What about you, Mason? You want to live in Arlen?
I don't have kids. I never really ever plan on them.
Yeah?
No.
You honestly. Can't plan on kids. They just happen.
I mean,
I didn't plan
I've
them.
I've been thinking about
this. Sure.
Out of all the fictional animated towns, like if I had to choose between living in here or South Park, Arlen, easily. If I had to pick between Arlen or Quahog, Arlen,
that's
easily.
Super fair.
Where like people are dying like every five freaking minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Or RL even like better. This is better than Stool Bends. Better than
Stool Bends.
Langley.
Yeah.
But I feel like it just
it's even better than Metropolis.
Well, I mean, actually. I mean,
because there's all the evil guys.
Because maybe Bat or Gotham, maybe you're the victim that Superman or Batman saves, or maybe you're the guy they kill first so they introduce the threat.
Yeah, to make a point. Yeah.
It's like how all those episodes of the show started. Where
even imagine like running away from somebody like the Penguin or the Joker?
Yeah.
I mean, if
Penguin wouldn't chase you, he'd have his goons.
Sure. But I'm saying somebody like that shows up in front of you, you got to think, jeez,
well,
did I do acid? Am I dying immediately? What is happening here?
The biggest plot hole in all of comics is that people even still live in that damn city.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, it should be ghost town at this point. Yeah, yeah. So you would want to live there, huh?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you would?
If I had to choose an animated city to live in,
yeah,
it'd be that one. But it'd just be too small for me.
Yeah.
I'd be bored.
Yeah.
No comic book shops.
Well, that's true. You don't ever see it. That's the one thing that Springfield's got over it, I guess.
Even though I hate comic book guy.
Best episode ever. I think Arlen feels like Robinson or Lorena.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me
of. Any
of
those small
towns, like
right?
I would even go as far as to say it reminds me more of Woodway because it's
I think Hewitt, not Woodway.
Was Woodway too expensive?
Well,
Woodway's
like
a little
more snotty.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Okay. So Woodway's like McMainerberry then.
It but is.
That would be like McMainerberry.
Arlen does have its snotty parts, though.
Well, that's true.
It does. Well, everywhere has their snotty parts. I could take you to parts of Waco where there's like $5 million homes.
Between Hewitt and Woodway, those are little outskirts of Waco, by the way, where we're at. I compare them, or I think they're comparable to Parks and Rec Town and their neighbor. What was the Parks and Rec town, Mason?
Pawnee.
Pawnee. Yeah,
I think of Hewitt as Pawnee, and I think of Woodway as whatever that other thing is with the snotty people.
Oh, McMainerberry.
No. In Parks and Rec.
Oh, in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the town, the adjacent town to Pawnee.
Yeah, where they build a fence
called.
And
yeah,
throw their garbage over it at them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like
I got to rewatch that. I got to do a rewatch on The Office and that. I haven't done one in quite some time.
I love Parks and Rec.
It's about time
for
it. Oh, yeah. Speaking of The Office.
It becomes a cartoon. That's what it does.
There's supposed to be catching a revival
Office
too.
Reboot. Yeah. Which, you know, I mean the actual people are involved.
Have you ever listened to their podcast that the
Office Ladies?
The Office Ladies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I really like that one.
I stopped listening to it I don't know why.
I stopped listening to it because it's too long and all it is like a running commentary for the TV show. But I've watched
I don't think you need to piss on those things though, because that's kind of what this show is.
It is. So. It is, but it's one of those shows that I've watched so much of that if I'm going to do running commentary or listen to running commentary, I'd rather be one to do. Kind of like this show. I don't want to listen to anybody talk about King of the Hill, but I'll sit here and talk about King of the Hill for hours.
I will say that one of my
contradictory as hell. I expect 10,000 of you guys to listen to me, but you. I'm not going to listen to y'all talk about it.
The one thing that I love about Peacock, which is not a lot of things, I do love the fact that they put on those extended episodes of The Office.
Yeah,
so
I like
they have
that
all the shit that was cut out,
all
the
cuts
stuff.
And
it's
stuff like
wonderful.
That. I kind of like that. It reminds me of the old, you know, the special features on the DVDs.
Peacock does that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the only thing worth getting Peacock for was WWE.
You got it.
Yeah, Peacock used to be only worth for the WWE.
Well, they do have a couple
of
movies every once in a while, but that's about it.
I use it for the live programming for sports. Yeah. That's all
I just love watching peacocks walk around. So that's
I like peacocks. I think they're a very beautiful bird.
One thing I really regret from last year is they had an offer where you can get a year for $20.
Oh,
I didn't do it.
Man, I didn't know that. I would have got that too. I regret that too, because even if you don't use it a lot.
Shout out Scott. He did it. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, because even if you don't.
I could have afforded it too.
It's even if you don't use Peacock that much, if you have a spare 20 at that time frame, that would have been a hell of a deal.
That's
you
more content. You know,
$20 worth of crap to watch. It's just getting so like things to watch. It's just like I don't even know.
Well, here's
that's why I stopped watching TV.
Soapbox one more time.
I don't know what the hell to watch.
Soapbox one more time. If somebody doesn't hurry up and come up with a damn GUI or an interface for all of the streaming channels, I'm going to start canceling shit because
they're work. I know. I think Spectrum's starting a thing where like you can access them all.
But that's Spectrum.
Yeah.
And they're gross. I want somebody independent. Like, why didn't freaking Roku do this? You know, I got Roku on all my damn TVs, but I got to go to each individual app. There should be some sort of front end on this thing. Anyway,
it's all copyright and legal.
Yeah,
stuff.
I guess. But they're all merging anyway. At some point, I guess it's going to be one channel.
I'm scared for when that happens.
Netflix, Disney.
I don't want content monopolized.
Yeah. It's all going to be owned by Apple.
I don't know. There's a couple of things.
I mean,
right
Apple's
now.
About to buy
well,
Disney.
Well, Amazon right now is about to She's be under about the SEC, FC, or whoever,
it's
whatever
monopoly.
Is getting involved, and they're going to try to break Amazon down.
But why wouldn't they do that to Apple? Businesses. Why wouldn't they do that to Microsoft?
Well, I feel like they don't do it to Apple or Microsoft because look at – I mean, I know they monopolize certain aspects of technology and stuff like that,
but
if you really look
Apple
at –
Apple delivery. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you look at Amazon and look at how many things that they acquire – like there's a lot of acquisitions and businesses. Microsoft's done it with all kinds of technology. Apple's done it with all kinds of technology. Third-party people that come in and design something that's better than theirs, and they buy it out from them and stuff like that. Well,
third-party people.
Yeah, third-party people. And I don't know. I just think that. I don't either. But whenever they're buying out and stuff like that, if you look at Amazon's acquisition list, they've acquired delivery companies, book-selling companies, food delivery companies, all kinds of stuff.
If Apple is allowed to buy Disney. Then you've got Apple, Disney, and Marvel under one roof.
That is, I don't think Apple should be allowed to buy Disney.
That's just content, though. And the reason Amazon is so superior is like, again, just because they do so much more than just merchandise.
Well,
yeah, you're right.
They bought what was it, MGM? Right, and so now Amazon owns MGM. All of these
things
are going to be
like Mason said though, like what Apple and all them are doing is it's more about like monopolizing. Content. So I imagine that the laws and stuff are kind of like not caught up with, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Monopolizing.
But think about
content,
this. At this point, the two biggest, and I don't really count Netflix anymore because they've been passed over by a couple of these things, but
they're the innovators.
Think of the two
up,
companies
by.
That provide most of the streaming. One started as a book delivery service, and the other started as a hardware company.
A hardware company, yeah.
So Apple and Amazon, it is so weird to me that those two companies would end up ruling this stuff.
Would be where they're at,
But they got all the money.
They got the money.
So would I want to live in Ireland?
Would you want to live in Ireland, Mike? You live in Ireland right now, don't you?
I do kind of live in Ireland,
Is there even a bookstore in Ireland? I think there's one.
Yeah.
I think it's small little one.
Well, and the weird thing about like getting into these later episodes, you start to kind of flesh out Arlen, right? I mean,
well, you have to start making up stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So like that's Amore, you know, the thing we just covered on Monday.
That's Amore.
Nobody had ever seen that. Don't know who the hell the guy is that locked himself in the freezer and all that stuff. I mean,
it was Stephen Root. by the
right,
way.
That was right,
the
voice right. actor. But I'm just saying it's, yeah. it's like it starts to flesh out this universe, you know? And so that was my point with The Office. If they do this reboot, and that's fine. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation. So they're building a universe like everybody else, you know? So this would be a different place, probably owned by Sabre at some point or something, you know? But it can't be a paper company. I mean, it just can't be. That's not even a thing anymore. I mean, I don't
know. Maybe it could be they all got...
I don't know.
What would they get bought out by? Maybe they work for Amazon now.
They could work for Amazon now, yeah. I mean, the last we saw, they were working for Suck It. So, that'd be a weird transition. As far as Arlen goes, yeah, I think I probably would want to live there. I think that it's fairly peaceful and stuff like that. The only thing is that there is some weird stuff that happens there. And so that would be the thing that would kind of throw me off. But if I were included in it, I wouldn't care, you know, Bill and Boomhauer and Dale.
Can I say one thing before we close out?
Yeah.
Or we all answered. You guys said you would want to live there and I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think so.
Can I say one thing? Since we're talking about that Office revival, I'm getting a little annoyed of all these continuations. I mean, I like them in concept. I like it if your show ended on a bad last season.
Sure.
And you want to try to do like at least one season to like make up for that. But I mean, remember when Dexter came back like 2 years ago with that one season? But that from what I heard, wasn't that supposed to be more than just one thing?
It was supposed to be more than one thing.
But it only got one thing.
I don't think anybody gave a crap. Yeah. Yeah,
and then because I
like Dexter, but I didn't finish it. And
I know a lot of people don't like that ending.
Yeah, well, I didn't finish it to get the ending, and then also I didn't care. You know, I mean, it's far too late. It's just like the Frasier thing. Frasier just started. It has zero people in it but Frasier. That's the only one.
Well, he's technically Freddie, but I think it's a different actor.
Well, he's moved to a different city and all this.
Back to Boston.
It's not even it's not the right. Thing. I
kind of like
just
that
a cash
one,
grab.
But that one is.
Did you watch it?
I watched the first episode.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's got a decent concept.
They said it's getting better as it goes.
Yeah. It's got. I mean, there's a lot of potential as long as it's funny.
Yeah.
That's an important thing. It's funny
true.
And
that's
you focus on the father son dynamic.
I guess it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a freaking
like it doesn't bother
comedy.
Me with sitcoms too much.
Yeah.
Like with original three camera sitcoms, but these.
Yeah.
The Office doesn't need a revival. I mean, hell, is Steve Carell even going to be involved?
Yes.
No, he won't.
They said he was involved. They said he was supposed to be involved.
There's
and they said the reason why.
Just one episode,
though? From what I was reading about it, the reason why he's on board with being involved in the revival, because it would be like Michael Scott returns to the paper
company.
Well, it's
Mike
kind of
Shore,
thing.
Too, who's talking about it. So
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's anybody's guess at this point, because, I mean, what is Steve Carell doing right now?
Being a well-paid actor.
Yeah, but is he in anything? Well, we got to think about how
he's just in movies.
Well, the money changes too.
Well, he was just on The Morning Show.
Yeah, he was
that thing on Apple.
Yeah.
But wasn't he only in the first? Two
yeah,
seasons?
He was only in the first little.
But
bit,
you got to think though, is that the money changes now? The amount of money these actors can get paid to do a revival
absolutely.
Changes. So
absolutely.
I don't know. I feel like if the money's right and the chemistry's there, because I don't think the chemistry just disappears.
As
a fan of The
Office, so good.
Yeah,
I just don't think it. I just don't think it needs it.
It's tough
for me. The Office ended one season too late.
Yeah, but that final episode,
Will Ferrell,
and
it was great. Yeah, it was great.
That Will Ferrell stuff to me was unnecessary as shit.
I don't know.
I liked
it.
I enjoyed it and I liked it. But after watching it for so long,
the Southwest.
Yeah, after watching it for so long, and then they add in Robert California and him. Like Robert California was great. I loved Robert California.
You're never gonna talk me off Robert.
No. I love Robert California.
Fantastic.
Robert California was James Spader. Right?
But yeah, James Spader. But adding in Will Ferrell and him was too much for me.
I love the fact that. Well, I do enjoy the one episode where they're interviewing all the people to become the new Michael Scott.
Yeah.
And you get Jim Carrey roll through there. You get
Ray Romano. I love that.
You get,
Warren Buffett
is one of the guys
that
shows up.
Insane who they
so
got
weird.
To come do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great, though. There was.
Wait, remember the episode of Parks and Rec where Joe Biden
yes,
was a cameo?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember that.
Absolutely. And she just like wet her pants over it. Yeah. To your point, Mason, there was an article in my feed this morning, which is all provided to me by Google, which is the one company we didn't mention when we were talking about monopolies. that talked about how all these reboots are happening and they're all getting canceled. And
yeah,
so,
yeah, they're all
yeah, they
canceled.
Just don't last. You know?
They don't last. There's no longevity in them.
You've squeezed all the juice out of that fruit.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that
no pun intended.
With some of these revivals like King of the Hill and stuff like that, that they yeah. do just they. I want them to if they're gonna do it. Please give us more than just one season.
I just want King of the Hill to do 2-3 seasons and be done. You know,
I think
I just,
three
just
would
put
be good.
A cap
two
on
would
it.
Be good. Yeah. Well, because well, you know, like you said though, like Mason said, The Office, Parks and Rec, they all got a proper ending.
Yeah,
they all got a That's fair. True. They all got a fair shot at an ending.
More
where,
than enough seasons.
Yeah, more than enough seasons. Fair shot at an ending. It never really got to the point where the show was ever bad. You know, they all stand
good.
Up, just not as good. It never got to where it was unwatchable.
Yeah.
Some shows, That's whenever true. You lose a character like Two and a Half Men, and when Ashton Kutcher started, I couldn't watch it after that. And that was a sitcom I liked. I enjoyed it. I thought it was
yeah.
really funny.
Yeah.
And as soon
like
as Charlie Sheen left, I couldn't
that,
watch
right?
it. Oh, four more? I think they went like six more seasons.
A long time after.
They went. Yeah, they went for a. They went for almost a decade with Ashton Kutcher, I believe, in that role. And I didn't really, you know, I just didn't think that it was funny anymore without Charlie Sheen. But
well, it's that jump the shark
example,
moment, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You know where that comes from, right? Jump the
no,
shark.
I don't know where that
Happy
comes
Days
from.
Comes from Happy Days.
Oh, Happy
yeah,
Days.
Yeah. So they took a trip to California, and Fonzie literally jumped a shark in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
That's where it comes from. Yeah.
No, I didn't know
because
that.
They say after that moment, it was just all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's usually like when you add a kid to the show or a character leaves or something like that. That's why it worries me a little bit about the King of the Hill thing. I mean, look at all the people that just will not be involved.
Yeah. Well, people who can't be involved because they're no longer
right.
with us. Rest
right.
in peace. But it's
Dale's
I don't
a pretty big kicker. I mean,
well, from
I
what
think
I
you could have gotten away with Tom Petty and
yeah.
Brittany Murphy being gone.
From what
Dale's
I've gathered from undisclosed sources and from what I've gathered from news articles and stuff like that, the majority of the original cast
yeah.
living will be a part of it, obviously. And there's going to be a lot of the writers from earlier on
mm-hmm.
to the middle part.
Yeah.
And then
because the strike's over, because I'm sure they finished their scripts. I'm,
yeah,
the
strike's over for yeah. sure. But I'm sure right now they're probably doing post on a lot of stuff. They're probably wrapping up, you know, however many voice acting.
Well, they can't do the voice. Remember, the SAG is still on strike, so they ain't voice acting anyway. Just they're probably.
Oh
still
yeah,
writing.
Is SAG still out? SAG's still out.
Still
I thought
strike,
they had wrapped up.
Only
I thought
WGA.
They had wrapped up. Oh, so it's only the writers that are
yeah.
wrapped up.
Yeah.
Well, either way, you know, I hope that they're able to move forward and get it kind of a hard date for us. That way we could start planning. Would that be a third episode a week?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, we'll have yeah. to add that in.
I'm already a broken
yeah,
man.
I'm already a broken man.
All right. Well, guys, thank you again for joining us on That Ain't Right
yeah,
Friday.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
There is one thing I want to cover at some point, and it has nothing to do with King of the Hill, but on a Friday, I read an article this morning about five foods that aren't really foods.
Hmm.
I just think it's stupid, but I would love to talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Maybe we could do that for Friday next week.
And at some point, I'm finally going to watch Idiocracy, and we can talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
got
to watch it. Yeah, I'd love to talk Idiocracy. That's a great movie. A matter of fact, Mason, you put that on your watch list and get that knocked
yeah.
out, man. That's a great movie, dude. It's funny as hell. And the thing is
that's thing that worries me. Everyone says it's funny as hell.
When I watched it 20 years ago,
it
wasn't as funny.
Yeah,
like, literally was not nearly as funny 20 years ago as it is today.
So much stuff has happened, though, since.
Because of all of the pop culture
yeah.
stuff that's happened and all of the politics and all of the climate of the world, if
all
you will.
All the shit that came true.
Yeah, all the yeah. shit that came true. Because 20 years
balls.
Ago, that movie was just like it was a joke, but
it was almost a throwaway. It's crazy when you watch it, though, and see all the people that are in it.
Well, you got to think, what's her name was in it? It was like one of her first movie roles. Saturday Night Live gal. What's
yeah,
her name? She's,
yeah.
she's the daughter of a famous
the one that,
singer. Or
the
something.
One that always did.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph. The
she
one that always
is
did
phenomenally
Whitney
funny
Houston
in that
and Oprah
movie.
And all that stuff.
Yeah,
she's
great
she's
in that
super
movie.
Funny. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for joining us. We will see you again on Monday for season 4, episode 21. No, 22. Yeah. All right. Where can they find us real quick?
You can find us at BWAAKOTH.com. Yeah, we might have.
Well,
but yeah, BWAA.
It's not the first time in my life.
No, me, yeah, me either. BWAAKOTH.com, or you can go over to RogueMediaNetwork.com/BWAAKOTH.
You
can also find us on all social media at BWAAKOTH.
Yep, and thanks again for joining us, guys. We'll see you soon.
Oui, Matanye.
Oui, Matanye, indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network